The TKK Water Service says it had workers on site all night on Friday and pump trucks ready, but the heavy rains were still too much for the 40-year-old system to handle. The problem started with a clogged pump, which led to two manholes overflowing and a domino effect that resulted in 48,000 gallons of sewage flowing into Lake Wylie over a 15-hour period, beginning about 7 o'clock Friday morning. The TKK Water Service urges people to avoid Lake Wylie in the TKK area until the South Carolina Department of Health determines that bacteria levels in the water are safe. The TKK City Council has been discussing whether to purchase the private sewage treatment company and bring it under the city's control. Since 2011, TKK Water Service has reported about 90 sewage spills in TKK that entered Lake Wylie or just overflowed at its two wastewater treatment plants. The state fined the company $136,000 in January and ordered it to come into compliance within the next 2 years. TKK Water Service was also fined $60,000 3 years ago. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shamma.